Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Troop in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Troop, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Great morning, Bailey. How you doing and feeling this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm blessed. Can't complain.
All right.
Can't complain.
That's what I'm talking about. How was your weekend?
Busy. Look at our producer. He's just chomping at the bite. I don't know if he received the videos that I sent him.
He's smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah. He had some early morning chatter for me. About, what do you think about that? What do you think about my Gladiator Club now?
Yeah. I think he might have a small point.
He doesn't.
You don't think so?
Not at all.
Well, you
and
were going
to
do.
It to him.
Wait a
I
minute.
Got Annihilation Island.
Yeah, and ain't he no, got we ain't the Gladiator
deal with
Club.
It. Yeah, but we ain't got to deal with it anymore. Gladiator Club, they can go from spot to spot and create the same problem.
No.
Mine is one shot. That's it.
One shot?
Yeah, one shot. That's it. It's over.
You don't want to make a little money?
No.
I want to make some money.
I want to make some money, too.
Well, they can make some money, too.
We're going to make some money because we'll have them out of the way. And a lot of people who are guarded and scared to do so. We're talking about the State Fair fiasco on last night, the closing night.
You know, why they wait until the end? That's all I want to know. Because there have been rumors. It's like rumors and rumors of wars. There have been rumors that there's going to be a takeover. At the very beginning, since the first day.
Right. Well, there's been little quells, but this was their, in my opinion, last day of school.
Oh, right, because they don't have long before school starts again.
Yeah.
But they ain't go, come
but
on.
But you know
now.
What I mean when I say the last day of school. That's when everybody want to fight.
Yeah.
That's when everybody takes out the semester-long vendettas. They already got a list of who they're going to jump
their
and who they're going to fight.
Their end of summer vendettas?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You have the Gladiator Club that just set up a battle royale, and you wouldn't have to worry about that.
I don't want to have to worry about individuals who want and choose to act like animals, period. You get what I'm saying? Because it's costing us more to continue to have to deal with this type of recklessness, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Then it's worth.
Yeah.
There was.
How many police officers do you think they had to call out there?
They already had a lot. You know what I'm saying? They already had a lot.
Uh-huh.
And again, here we go. The Spin City part, right? That's the area. The games and the rides. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. When we talk about they just need something to do, well, there you have it.
You gave them something. We gave them something. They got a whole situation. Yeah.
And what do you choose to do? Fight and destroy it.
Yeah.
Now, when you see some children and some teens and some Toys R Us adults being pinned to the ground or tackled to the ground.
Right.
Look at what they're doing to him. Yeah. They didn't have to do that to him. Did you? You ain't see none of this stuff that's going on. You don't see nothing that they were involved with.
Nothing.
Come on, people.
Listen.
Listen.
I used to run a radio station
that
they wanted us to sponsor that area every year. And we wanted to do it. And in the beginning, it was fun. Then your cousin and them started doing stuff like this. And we was like, yo. And then they started blaming us for it. We was like, yo.
Right.
We didn't have nothing to do with that. And so we stopped. We stopped altogether. We even stopped going out there for a minute altogether. I mean, we didn't want to be associated, nothing, because... because of the type of music we were playing, everybody assumed that it was us, but it wasn't us. It was the PWK's kids. just like it is right now.
And some of the PWKs. This is where I'm going. Like we got to understand, like, the whole problem and not just pieces of the problem.
That,
you know,
part.
And what I mean by that, to further break it down, mm-hmm. is you're saying, well, you know, it starts at home. It is. You are seeing the results of PWK's homes.
Yes.
So when we say it started, it sure in the hell do.
Yeah.
So when you got some people that don't give a damn, some that people
part.
That are out there showing their children
yeah.
that it's okay
yeah.
to spaz out. It's okay to crash out.
Yeah.
They teach them that like in school.
They do.
They teach them they teach the little girls how to cuss, the little boys how to cuss, and they think it's funny and cute until they call them
right.
the B word. Now all of a sudden they want to beat them, literally
yeah.
beat them.
Yeah.
Because they said that. But mm-hmm. it's like you instilled all of this into them.
Yeah.
You instilled it into a sick environment
yeah.
that needs medicine.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to inject some morals and values, which are part of the medicine.
Right.
You showing them like it's cool. You showing them that it's cool that you think that you playing three or four guys and they got to
yeah.
see three or four guys coming in and out the house. And you with this one two nights a week. You with that one another night.
It ain't all the mamas. Get on the daddies too now, though.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Okay, so, all right. Stand on your point then. Let me say, stand on your point, Bailey. And here's what I mean by that, because we hear that a lot. It's the daddies too.
It's all of them.
Hang on. Hear my point. It can't be all the daddies too when we have so many women talking about the daddy ain't in the kid's life. So how do we take it and say it's him and the women are saying this fool ain't there? I had some other choice words that I wanted to say. So if we got a majority women saying that the guys ain't there, then how is it his fault and these kids are doing what they're doing?
It's his fault because he's not being there to help her.
He's a dope
situation.
Dealer. He's shooting people. He's
yeah.
murdering people.
And is that showing
this
the kids?
This is where I'm going with the PWKs.
And is that showing the kids what they should be doing?
Right. But he's not there. So they don't know that he's doing it. But that's why your daddy
you
locked up.
You think they don't tell them?
No.
No.
Oftentimes, they just cussing him out because he didn't give them some money.
Mm.
That's the majority time I hear him talking about him.
Mm.
When I see them social media posts, whether it's on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or other modes of social media, they're usually talking about him because he could have gave him this, he could have this, he could have that. That's what they're doing. Now, when the ones that I'm speaking of, and if this ain't you, don't put the shoe on. If the shoe don't fit, you must have quit. Now, if you know that you can't go over there to your son's house without having your gun right there in the middle, your son see it, your gun, your daughter knows where you got your guns. You can't even come by and visit your children without keeping your head on a swivel because you out there, you putting your kids in jeopardy just to get in your car because that might be where they want to come and get their justice because they feel like you wronged them. And it's a lot of those situations. It ain't everybody. That's why I say don't put the shoe on, but it's a lot of them, Bailey. This is what they getting. You see so many of the PWKs in which I am referring to, and if you're a parent, then you shouldn't be getting offended.
By the way, the acronym means people with kids.
Yeah, so
they don't care. They just letting them do whatever they want to do.
That's it. So we're looking like they're going to be the ones to save them when the guys that some of them are dealing with, he don't give a damn about life. He'll come over there and shoot that house up with her and his kids in it. And these are the ones we want to be accountable? They not, Bailey, in my opinion. They not. And so that,
you know,
is part of the problem, in
y'all,
my opinion.
Y'all need to show the clip of the... we going to do that when we come back.
Yeah. We'll do it because I want to... I want to, you know, acknowledge some people that have passed on, you know, right as we get ready to go into break. So we still got a, you know, a minute or so. But yeah, no, it's those things, like, it's like some people are really expecting those who are infected with this virus, and they don't want to take the logical vaccine. And here's where I'm going with that. Here's the solutions to some of the things that you're saying that, well, we need this, we need that.
They always need something.
Right. But then don't want nobody to look down on them or talk about them. It's like, you can't have it both ways. You can't create the situation and then act like, I don't know, but that wasn't me. Woman, I see you on the Ring doorbell camera footage that they showed. Woman, I see you on the State Fair footage that they show. I see you
out there with the kids crashing out.
Probably pointing out targets.
Wow.
It's bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Not pointing out targets.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And Truth Nation, we definitely want to hear from you.
Xavier's ready for his.
I know. He's standing up. He's been standing up
all
for the whole thing.
When we return, Xavier, okay,
we'll bring you into the conversation.
But Xavier's ready for his. We need to make some money, Xavier.
I'm standing on my truth. I'm standing on my truth because this is, all these. I'm allergic to ENCs. They just stop it.
They just need something to do.
When you're watching these videos, and some of you may have seen them, but if you're watching us on YouTube, great morning to all of our YouTube.
How come I didn't see nothing on the news last night?
Oh, they got them? Yeah. It's all over. Every news station got it.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
I must have fell asleep on the news.
One of them I sent you to CBS 58.
That's right. You should
have. TMJ4 got it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They was.
Oh, they was down there. They was waiting for it.
You seen the USFIR clips that
I
sent you?
Yeah,
All of them were State Fair related.
Wow.
So Xavier's just too damn happy and ready to come in with. But we got to take care of some business first, and we'll come back to do that. But I want to give some condolences first. I want to give one to, and that's why she won't be in the homeroom for this week, and maybe not next week either.
She won't be in the chat.
What she calls it, the homeroom.
The YouTube chat.
Yeah, she calls it the homeroom.
Yeah,
so those on YouTube, no. Those who are, because they all communicate with each other. But Nurse Aryan Kawanda's brother passed away, and so she's, trying to, help the mother and just the family in general try to come to grips with it. So she won't be in the homeroom at the head of the class as she deals with that loss. So condolences to you and your family. Also to my friend, a great friend of mine, and you also hear Jazz Tyler talk about it a lot, and even when she interviewed me, how I introduced her to Joseph Jackson, a.k.a. Smalls, and Sterling, also known as Joker and Mr. Picture This. Well, Smalls, he has had a lifelong battle of health issues, and he's been, he's been at the crossroads right at the door over the years, but he ended up passing away. And so I want to say to Joseph Jackson, a.k.a. Smalls, condolences to your family. It hit me. It hit me hard because, we had very close friendship. And, we would talk to each other. He would watch me on my other platform, blowradio.com, every day faithfully and communicate and, send messages or whatnot. So I'll miss you, bruh. And we're going to head to our break and take care of some bills. And to anybody else who may have lost someone, condolences to them as well and you as well. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll come back to see if we should call them animals. I'm just saying. will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I kind of knew. I kind of knew our producer.
This is my one right here.
And pop they trunk and tell them,
come on. I ain't never scared. Come on now. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, baby.
I ain't never scared.
Are you going to go to a club and beat the
that
security up?
That used to be my joint right there.
But I'm asking you a question. Are you going to go to a club and beat the security up? Yes or no? You going to go to the club and beat the security up?
Because
they said you got to leave?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fight every time. I got to be able to stay in the club.
Okay. Are you going to go to your trunk?
Uh-huh.
And grab a weapon?
Yeah.
And come black to the club?
Okay.
And
I ain't got no weapons, though.
Start, but I'm saying, in the song, with the song.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but I ain't
are you
going to
do that? Are
you, I ain't never scared.
I know, but are you going to do those things that make for a great entertaining song?
Come on, now. You know me. I'm scared.
but my point.
I ain't finna do nothing.
Yeah, see,
they tell me I gotta leave. I'm be like, all right, I'm up. I'll holler at you.
Yeah, and see, so the point that I make with that, again, we helped to make that a hit song, right?
Yes, we did.
So
I ain't never.
But
scared.
We took it for what? The entertainment value of the song.
And I had
out trying to fight.
I had an extremely edited version, so.
you get what I'm saying?
I mean.
So my thing is.
Pretty much all you heard was the hook. I ain't never scared.
Right. But when you have people who are trying to live out the life, and so to them, it's not just about being an entertaining song.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never been in a gang, right?
Right.
But I love Gangsta Gangsta by N.W.A.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't, you know.
You weren't out there
trying. I didn't ride by and tell some woman, you girl, and kept going.
Right.
I wasn't doing that.
Okay.
AMG, mm-hmm. Classic. Be Better Have My Money, which we talked about before. But mm-hmm. I wasn't going up to no woman that have my money. But mm-hmm. we are in a situation where those who, and I'm not just making this up, but by all statistics,
mm-hmm.
are not educated.
Right.
Are taking all of this stuff because they've seen some of it. Yeah, we may have seen some things.
Yeah.
But it didn't make us, because we like the song, do that. There's a lot, and I think that's where the debate comes in with Young Miami and the song Spin That.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the young girls that are singing it and the women that are singing it, they are boosters. They are scammers. They are all the things.
Or they're trying to be.
Yeah, well, no, they've been, a lot of them been doing it. They will you take your order and everything else.
Uh-huh.
So when you know that, it's like, okay, see, this is where we have to change the narrative somehow in what's acceptable and what's not. Because when you have a lot of people that are not educated in that, and just because they see it around them to say, oh, well, yeah, so this is exactly how I'm going to live my life, too. And then when they get arrested or whatever, all the things, they get shot, some of them end up getting murdered. Now it's a whole, they didn't have to do nothing to my baby. We know of a situation, real life, that, you know, we ain't going to say it, but of that same situation where
right.
a lot of people are sad and
right now
grieving
right now
because of a situation
till they find out the real 411.
Oh Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the other people that don't know the 411.
Yeah,
that's grieving.
Yeah.
And but if you find out the 411,
then you'd be like, ah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. So that's the thing.
I think part of it right now is that we're in a world where, you know, people want to be reality stars. And they see people doing it. And it seemed like the climb was so easy, so they're willing to do whatever. They don't think about it. They think that that's how it's supposed to be, or that's their supposed point of reference, right?
Yep. LaRon Taylor, and again, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you to everybody on our YouTube page. And, of course, you can also – are we on Facebook Live? I'll wait. But we're at 101.7 The Truth. If you're trying to get to Facebook or trying to get to our YouTube, and while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe as we are on the road to 9,000 subscribers on our YouTube page. But LaRon Taylor had said, I've been saying this is an epidemic in black communities all over the country. You cannot blame this on lead poisoning. Racism, this
that
is
part.
The family structure, still blaming MPS. These kids not trying. And I just want to they not trying to read or do math. So the whole thing with that is before people try to attack, because, LaRon, this is what tends to happen, because even when I say certain things, so what you saying, Blow? You trying to say that? Listen, I'm saying it about who I'm saying it about. If the shoe don't fit, then don't put it on and don't come in trying to be Mr. or Mrs. Captain Save 'em. Because when you look at this video footage that we're about to show from State Fair, where's the defense in that? How you defending that? How are you going to honestly stand up and say as a black man or a black woman, oh, but you know, because they had lead.
Because they had lead poisoning. Is that what you're saying?
And Bailey, look, you're at the state fair. Guess what the state fair does? Teach you about agriculture, teach you about live farming, all of the things to where your stuff ain't got to have chemicals from the USDA.
Okay.
You can know and have guaranteed fresh milk without additives. You can make sure that you learn how to That's all I'm saying,
baby. They ain't trying to do that.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen, Anita Nicole said they need discipline and consequences.
That part.
You know. That's true.
Yeah. LaRon Taylor, another truth point. The white kids who purchased the most of this music, hashtag facts, go on to college. The black kids try to live it out. And I don't see no lies detected.
Some of the black kids.
Well, the ones we're talking about. I've already isolated and said the ones we're talking about. Well, for me, you know. So, yeah, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. So when we come back, Xavier, we're gonna play the video, and then we're going to let you give us your truth. As he's at the smile.
He's chomping at the bit. He can't wait.
Can you put the camera on you? You can't?
No.
I've seen people.
I'm a man of mystery.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. All right. Okay, man of mystery. You showing up have a whole lot to say.
Okay.
For a man of mystery.
Okay.
Well, we got to take care of these bills. When we come back, what you'll see if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, you'll see this video of some of our people acting a damn fool, fighting as if it was a gladiator fight club. That
see?
Xavier.
We can make some money.
I'm Annihilation Island. Let's just get rid of the threat, period.
Wow.
Get rid of the threat. Yes.
They deserve a second chance.
I think so, too.
Oh, I got ready to say it. Oh, you almost got me to say it.
Oh.
But I am a professor now.
Ah.
Order in the studio.
Okay.
Home Blow. Now, you almost, and he was chomping at it. He was like, you try to antagonize me to get it, but I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm going to keep it professional. Yeah, you're going to learn today. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black with that video clip.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome black to Truth in the Morning. A classic, but we could take it for the entertainment value. But thank you, Xavier. This is how amp Xavier is. This is how amp. We're about to play this, just one of many clips that, and of course, you can't play the audio to it.
No audio.
Yeah, yeah.
Because y'all be doing too much.
And the language is, yeah, what it is. Vaughn Mays, great morning. Love you, bro. Appreciate you. Monty Badger said, State Fair should anticipate this on the last night. That, okay, if we want to talk about that takes me, in my opinion, to the same place when when Bailey had made a comment last week talking about black people when it came to Section 8 and rent assistance.
Oh, come on now.
She said,
come on now.
Black people. I was like, Bailey, what are you saying? No. Yeah,
in that area, you overhyped it and made it seem like it was something that I wasn't saying. I was trying to avoid saying the word, the N-word, which are very
kind. You have to
kind,
catch yourself doing that, too.
Our very kind guest, Al, said. I was trying to avoid saying the N-word.
So with that being said, to say that we should anticipate that is to say that we have no control over the Toys R Us adults and the youth and children that go to State Fair, that they should not open because this is going to happen. The same people, in my opinion, that end up saying those kind of things will end up having a lot of other people sitting here talking about, well, now watch, they're going to have all these people. Why they got all them police out there? They just going to jump and beat our kids. They going to do this. They going to do that. So they're in a catch-22.
Yeah, they are.
Whichever way it goes.
Because there have been years, just like, do you understand why Summerfest no longer has rides?
Right.
It's the same stuff.
That's it. So
same
it's like
stuff.
We've seen this before.
And there have been years where Wisconsin State Fair did not have rides.
Mm-hmm.
They did not.
Vaughn May said there were State Fair takeover flyers out long before this week, not to mention they ignored our attempts at an official partnership as we did last night to provide CVI presence and service in Spin City. So they ignored your attempts at an official partnership as we did last night. So hang on. Are you saying that y'all were there last night or not there last night? I know you said they ignored it, the partnership, the attempts at partnership. So were y'all there last night or were you not there last night? I want to know that for sure. Monty Badger said point taken as far as how I was, you know,
yeah,
trying to explain and why. You know, because, okay, I'm one that I don't want to give up on our community. I don't want to give up on our people. If I was, I wouldn't still be doing this all these years later, decades.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be doing it. Mm-hmm. I'd have done like a lot of other people, like, you know what, I'm good. Let me go on and bail out, you know, and good luck, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Good luck. But I haven't done that. The conversations, in my opinion, need to be brash. They need to be real. We can't try to do the kid glove thing because it's not going to work.
It ain't been working.
Right, because we seen real blows. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so he said last year he meant. Okay, so let's get ready to show this clip. And we're not going to be able to.
Wait till y'all see this.
Yeah, you're not going
to. You know what? If you're not following us on YouTube, you need to just go and do that. Mm-hmm. Just go on and do it. Subscribe. Okay. And check this out.
It's playing. It's playing now. And just look at that. Like, tell me that that's not some animalistic behavior. Like, prides attack different individuals. You feel what I'm saying? They it's like they just going around looking for targets. Like the old point him out, knock him out. You know what I'm saying? That like it's crazy. And so for anybody who tries to act like oh that's cool, they ain't doing nothing. Stop it. You telling me
they're doing everything?
This, yeah, it's you can't even keep up with the fights,
you,
baby.
You and it's not like they're. It's not like they're, listen, they got people on the ground, literally.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're.
Look at the one knocked out.
They're like just running up, hitting people for no reason.
And it's like.
It's just like, oh, they're down. Let's fight them.
There go the girls, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's, what's up with that? They're up there kicking people with their heels.
Bailey,
on.
It has been more girl fights in the city within the last month to month and a half than it has been with a lot of the boys and Toys R Us men.
I don't see any other people other than okay, there's some Caucasian folk.
Yeah. But this is and then to hear gunshots.
Yeah.
And all of this. Like and then this was and she's a friend of mine, right? She ended up making a post on social media last night, saying, I was at State Fair tonight, me and my granddaughter. These fools got to fighting. Everybody running for their lives. Down syndrome kids got ran over. Senior citizens trying to run, not to mention disabled people in wheelchairs. Everybody was for their self, running for our lives. Then boom, I heard gunshots. Thank God we made it home safe. Praying for the young man that got jumped by like 10 boys.
They're kicking people in the head.
She said, I'm done with State Fair. Spend all that damn money for this bull and my damn knee hurt. But I jumped that damn fence and I'm done with State Fair.
She had to jump a fence?
Bailey, it's fight or flight. You feel what I'm saying? So when you're seeing some of these situations, you're trying to get out the way.
Yeah,
you're trying to get out the way, like
no
for
question.
Real, for real,
no question.
So, you played one of the other ones, yeah. But it's sad that we got this kind of stuff to show, and then there'll be some people like, well, see, y'all shouldn't show. Stop it. Do you hear how that sister said that she felt from that situation? She's traumatized from it.
Yep.
Trying to get hers and her grandkid, you know. Out of harm's way.
Yeah.
Xavier, what's your thoughts on this situation? I know you've been chomping at the bits.
Well, in situations like this, we have major events. You know, you bring out the UFC octagon, you put it into the middle of the state fair, and, you know, you advertise weeks before saying, oh, you have an end of the summer beef that you want to squash. You want to make $500 to $1,000. Winner gets $1,000, loser gets $500. Come down to the Gladiator Club in at State Fair or downtown off of Water Street, and you duke it out. And you know, we can sell it on Instagram and YouTube, and you know, a lot of people can buy tickets for the you know, the for the fights, you know, in the stands. And yeah, I think it'll be a great idea because. Either way it goes, they're going to fight, you know, fight, shoot. So might as well make a little money from it.
Okay, so you're with – do you understand the fragile ego of a lot of these people that are involved in this?
Yes.
Okay, so you do understand that they'll come black and try to kill everybody at the octagon, right? You do know that they're going to come with switches, right? You do know that they're going to come with fully automatic assault rifles and shoot up everybody at the octagon, even the people that are trying to make it a fair situation. You know, ain't nobody going to be safe. You do know that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's why security's high, you know.
No. They're killing security and everybody,
bro.
I'm
just saying, you know, you set up the security now, for the come in.
How is that? Do you see the security on these footages that we're showing?
Yes, yes.
They're trying. They can't do nothing with all that.
But there's no switches
what?
In there.
Guess what, though? No, they weren't. There were gunshots, bro.
Was that outside or inside?
Well, they said it was inside. The woman said it was inside. The USFIR report says it was inside. CBS 58 said it was inside. So you get what I'm saying? So they could all be lying.
Do they have metal detectors?
They could all be lying.
Of
course they do. Come on now.
Well, you know,
come on,
sometimes,
bro.
Stop.
Stop trying to make something that is illogical logical. Because what you're not going to do is get me to believe none of that mumbo jumbo that you're talking. Because that's what it used to be called, mumble jumble.
I mean, but
and
annihilation? Annihilation?
Yeah,
island,
yeah, because then we don't have to deal with them. You're never going to see any of those people again. Period.
Well,
period.
I know some
and if people know that, if people know that, come on, man. It ain't going to be so quick and easy to do all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. So, hashtag that part, hashtag facts, hashtag you're going to learn today. So, we got to get ready to take care of some more bills. Al, MKE, I see you. Truth Nation, we want to see you on the call line, 833-212. Stop, Bailey. You got me doing this. 833-212. I know.
1017.
If you'd like to call in and give your truth, 833-212-1017. We need to hear it. What has to change? Because this ain't it.
Well, this ain't it. And let's be real. Annihilation Island ain't it either.
Yes, it is.
No.
Because they won't be around. Ain't no.
Gladiator Club. I just have to flush out the idea a little bit more.
These are not first-time offenders, in my opinion. So if you're not a first-time offender, I get it. The progressive
thing. If you want to say, you might as well just
offenders.
Say prison.
You remember what I said? No, because now we got to pay how much a year to take care of them.
30,000.
I ain't doing that. Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Let's be 30, realistic.
30,000. Come on.
Let's be realistic.
I am. I know they won't let me have it, but I'm telling you, it was cease and desist. We got to take care of these bills. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. Call. I want to hear your truth.
833-212-1017.
Okay, I want to hear your thoughts and what is your solution to this madness. 833-212-1017. Truth Nation will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. This rap is mine. Mother, it's not a game. What you heard is what you hearing.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. We're talking about the things that happened at State Fair on the last night. Which was more highly publicized than some of the other things that took place throughout State Fair. And one, you know, when you got things like this, you don't want to lose your money by talking about every day.
Exactly.
And you're like, no. You know, but it was just, it was uncontainable,
yes,
in my opinion, last night.
They got caught up with this one.
Yep.
And there was no way around it. Because, you know, all the TV stations, they be at State Fair.
Yep.
You know, and it's one of those things. Mm-hmm. And the kids don't act like the kids that were out there were unaware that the cameras were out there.
Right.
Let's not play that game, because mm-hmm. they were aware. Because the cameras are always at State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
They're always out there. State Fair, Summer Fest. They're gonna be out there to get whatever. And since the beginning of State Fair, there had been flyers and stuff out talking about takeovers and this and that and all the things. Mm-hmm. You know, so they were aware it was going to happen, I'm sure, but they just didn't know when.
Right.
You know, anytime I go to the other job and they know about it, everybody know about it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the Truth call lines at 833-212-1017. Al, MKE, thank you for your patience. I know you're going to make it well worth the wait. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth?
My truth is we can't be in denial nor blame or use poverty as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
These kids can't fight. All they know how to do is shoot, do dope, and make children.
Ooh.
But what we must understand is kids cannot be great when the parents is mentally retarded. And they might be crack babies. The parents might be crack babies.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why these parents is not complaining? Because they raised them crumb snatchers to behave that way. Point blank and simple.
I talked about
y'all
that.
Y'all have yourself a great day, and I'm going to listen to y'all comments because the 2000 babies is totally different from the 90s. See, in the 90s, at least you can blame it on crack and dope. But these right here, I almost want to say these ADHD babies. And I wonder, do any of them get crazy checks? Because you know they're not considering a Delta till they're 25.
Ow.
They might already be in the system. I'm keeping it 100. You remember, baby, back in the day when the parents didn't want to work, they'd take their kids to the place and have them acting all goofy and stuff so they can get them a check.
That's
get
true.
Get them a crazy check.
That's true.
So
that's
they might true. Be ADHD. They might be ADHD babies, or they might was high on dope and coke. And you know certain
Ooh.
Bloodlines and certain unnatural chemicals
Ooh.
Got them coming out with the elevator skipping.
Ooh.
So yeah. I'm just going to hang up and listen. And if you think I'm lying, Homer, whenever you get a chance, go to the Little Caesars on 92nd and Capitol. This is Generation, and you will see how they act. Bye-bye.
Hey, yeah, thank you. No, I know
he
you're
know
not
he
lying.
Wrote.
No, he's
the
not
Little
wrong.
Little Caesars on 92nd.
Bailey.
How you going to be pointing out specific
Bailey,
businesses?
I'm going to tell you why he's pointing out specific businesses.
Why?
Because.
They have been there?
Listen.
Check your pizza?
Listen.
Is that what you're saying? Check your pizza?
Here's what I'm saying. A couple of the years of the birthday party for the kids, I ordered the pizzas from Little Caesars. The ratchetness, the hold on, we can't make that many and all that. It was, you know, and then the people coming in. Like, yeah, it was a whole situation.
And that's the truth.
Okay, I finally get one, okay? Shout out to the Hotkeys finally siding with Homer Blow every now and then. There we go again. Oh, I'm on a roll now. But, yeah, no, I've seen it firsthand. And I'm like, what? What are we doing? So that's why it was only a couple of years. And then I was like, nope, can't do that. Nope. Dump the nose. I just went down the nose. I'm just saying. Yeah, because it was too much. It was too much. And I was like, and these is staff too. Like, you get what I'm saying? So it ain't just like the customers, it's staff too. So I'm like, They ready to fight on site, on demand, like, too. Like, it, yeah, they ain't playing no games.
I'm surprised you don't know not to go to certain fast food restaurants in certain areas.
I didn't say I don't know not to go to fast food restaurants in certain areas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a whole hell of a list of.
Yes.
But I thought at that time, oh, it's 92nd. Nothing will happen there. And, boy, I faffled. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just saying. So
they didn't like you over on 92nd.
Right.
They was like,
Shokin on YouTube said, if you've been to that Little Caesars, you know. He said, if you haven't been, you wouldn't know. Right. I'm trying to tell you. I spent a lot of money with them. And, yeah, it was.
You pulled back on your funds, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it like me.
Not
vote
funding
with
that
your money.
Madness. I'm not.
Go on, Homer. Vote with
I'm
your
not
money.
Funding that madness.
I know that's right. Vote with your money.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
It's the foundation's money. You get what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, this is what we doing? This is what we doing.
I do it all the time.
Once they try to double charge my card.
They do too much.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on. This is paid for. I got to. It shows it on my bank statement for the foundation.
I could spot out a couple other places.
I didn't. Stop. Yeah. I just couldn't do it no more.
Yeah. Hey.
I couldn't
do it.
I could
spot out a couple more places like that, too.
But Barr said, but when I say it about 92nd Caesars, I'm wrong. I didn't hear you say it. So I didn't say you was wrong. I damn sure enough am a
Homer
living
witness.
Homer
was agreeing with you.
Yeah. Nah, I'm a living witness. Like, hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Anita Nicole said, Spin City needs to gate it with security, require an ID to enter, and have an age restriction requiring an adult. High school age kids should be required to show school ID. They'll do all that. Listen, do you know how... Listen, Anita Nicole, that would sound like the perfect simple solution. You know how many kids got IDs that show that they're 21 to get in clubs and 22 to get... legit. Uh-huh. Legit looking IDs. Like, you know what I mean? This AI and ChatGPT stuff ain't no joke.
No, not at all.
They can even get holograms. You're like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's like, that sounds like a simple solution, but no. These kids will be passing out the IDs. Like, hey, you need that? You need it for State Fair? I got you. You need it to get in Summerfest?
See,
I got
they're probably going to have to start doing...
it's crazy.
They're probably going to have to start just doing, like, daytime stuff there and maybe closing it early.
Some of those fights were in the daytime, Bailey.
Yeah. Well,
what I'm saying.
They got to go to the same kind of stuff that the malls and stuff are having to do now.
Yeah.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want y'all there. That's why they didn't have that very many African-American groups at Summerfest. Why you think that is? Huh? Other than they, you know, we book late, you know, acts book late. Black acts book late. I ain't gonna lie. In summertime, you be scrambling trying to get folk. But let me say this. Okay. There's a reason why certain things happen,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so we can't always say, you know, it's because of stuff like this. It's because of stuff like this.
But when I point out, Mr. Obvious. No, it ain't really like to stop it.
Right.
Stop it.
That's what they like to do.
Yeah.
It ain't really like that.
Yeah. Bro, see, you putting down our people. No, I'm putting down those ignorant fools that were doing what they were doing. When I'm doing it, I'm being specific of who I'm talking about. When I say PWKs, that I'm not talking about parents, but I'm talking about those that are the biological mothers and fathers, but they are not parenting their children. Because when you are parenting, you know that you would check the hell out of your child, your son or your daughter, and say, if you don't get this together, because what you're not going to do, and they stand on business.
Well, they ain't going to be out there doing all that.
Right, there we go. PWKs, whole different story. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl
Bailey Coleman.
And as it relates to Nurse Arian Kawanda and giving condolences, her brother's name is Charles Dukes that passed away, but he's also known as Bub. So, again, condolences. We got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.